Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. In hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
Welcome into another edition of The Butcher versus the Spin Instructor, presented by LB's Meat Market. I'm Neil McCready, Greg Jones of LB's Meat Market with me as always, as is Campbell McCready, Zen Studios. Greg busting out the Keeneland water bottle there.
I had to give a shout out to Keeneland.
You need to start betting more horse racing and less football. We'll talk about that in a little while. The horse racing's probably a safer path for you. Anyway, we're going to pick the NFL divisional playoff games. We picked the wild card, super wild card weekend last weekend. We'll talk about results and all of that in a minute. First, I want to tell you about LB's Meat Market, 2008 University Avenue in Oxford. It's across the street from Kroger. I tell you this all the time. Use Kroger as a landmark and then head over to LB's, because if you're ever craving steak, and Caroline, my Campbell's little sister, Caroline, she was home on Saturday, leaving to go back to school on Sunday. She said she wanted steak. So Carson wanted steak. I said, steak always sounds good to me. Let's go get steak. And I went to LB's on Friday, and I got a bone-in ribeye, the regular bone-in ribeye, and I got a mammoth Fred Flintstone brontosaurus bone-in ribeye. Campbell has no idea who Fred Flintstone is, but Greg and I do. And any
I don't know who Fred Flintstone is.
Okay, so you've seen the brontosaurus steak that's so big that it tips the car over?
I think so, maybe.
Okay. All right. We had one of those.
Yeah, and pretty much.
And then we got a big filet for Caroline that she loved. But I got the brontosaurus ribeye. It's not brontosaurus. It's beef. A ribeye. And I was like, okay, how do I do that? I want to do this right. I want it to look good. I want it. I was anticipating getting some of it, actually. So Greg, I got the big green egg, got it to about 625. Got it all settled down. Got the grates, the cast iron grates, super hot, but where the fire wasn't shooting up anymore. It was nice and steady, a good hot grill. I put it on 2 minutes, flipped it a quarter turn to get the marks so that I know you can't taste the marks, but by God, your eyes can taste them. Two minutes, turned it quarter, 2 minutes, turned it over, two, took it off. Wrapped it in foil and just put it in the oven at about 300 degrees. This steak was at least 2 inches thick, right?
Yeah, it was 2.5. I mean, 2.25. It was a big steak. I mean, yeah.
Probably put it in the oven for about 10 minutes and then took it out, put a pat of butter on it, let it rest. It was fantastic. I had the internal temperature to about 133 when I took it out.
Oh, wow.
So it got up to about, Carson likes his, he likes his medium rare on the rare side. Rare side of medium rare, but he doesn't want it so rare that the cow's still fighting for its life. And it was maybe, I got one bite. I anticipated getting more than one bite, but it was a bite that I will remember for a long time. Carson ate the entire steak.
Yeah, I was kind of curious on like how that just went down. Was it because, you know, when John Candy in Great Outdoors, when he does the big steak, he starts out with a little bite. Like, does he just...
Yeah,
just take big bites and it's just gone and like no. Like I mean no. It's just he no, works it, he just it, wheels away at it or
yeah, he's very methodical. Carson's maybe one of the reasons that he's been able to kind of stay as thin as he is. He eats very slowly, takes him a long time. Campbell can vouch for this.
Yeah,
and just knife and fork.
No.
Took his time, and about 30 minutes later you look up and It's gone.
Yeah, I didn't know if he was like a gremlin, you know, like he's over there just working it and he's and it's gone in 5 minutes, you know, like, but yeah, that's awesome. I mean, like, that was a really big steak and, you know, it was a really nice cut. I think it had like maybe 10 days dry age. So it was like right perfect how you want it.
Yeah, I just can't recommend it enough to people who are, maybe it's a special event, maybe it's a birthday, somebody, or you just want to have a great meal.
How many people you think that steak would have, like at least two or three, do you think? Or
yeah, I think it could easily feed three people.
Yeah.
Yeah. He just, he had played soccer that day, and I think he had skipped the meal, and he was just going to town, but it was what it was.
That's awesome.
It was fantastic. Anyway, you can get all of that at LB's. Also, they have chicken, pork, house-made sausages, seafood, the stuffed jalapenos, the stuffed mushrooms. There's so much there at LB's Meat Market, 2008 University Avenue in Oxford. All right, guys, we'll get into the picks and stuff here in a minute. Campbell, first, it was big news in Fayetteville yesterday. Offensive coordinator switch there at Arkansas. Give us the breakdown on how you think that's going to impact the Hogs moving forward.
I mean, I don't know anything about it. I didn't know that Bobby and Parker were talking about in the kitchen, and I asked them what they were talking about, and they started to explain it to me, and I said, never mind, and then I didn't really care. So I heard a small conversation about it, but I don't know much else to say.
So you are not – safe to say you are not impacted emotionally by – Kendall Briles leaving Arkansas for TCU?
No, but I didn't know it was to TCU. I didn't know that.
Yeah, he went to TCU. Yeah, because Bobby's sister works at TCU.
Yes, she does. Yeah. So.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, that's cool that the cooler, the water talk around the cooler is about the offensive coordinator instead of the bachelorette or something. And that's awesome. That's a good feeling. Yeah,
well, my other three roommates are really into sports, and I'm usually the one that's watching the bachelorette. So – I hear conversations.
I always love that part, Greg. People assume that my kids, because of what I do, are going to be super into sports. And the girls are not into sports at all. Carson's not into football at all, really. I mean, he keeps up with it. He'll tell you he's a Bears fan, but I don't know that he could name four Bears. He's into real big into soccer. He's big into the Thunder and basketball. He'll keep up with just enough baseball to be quasi conversant with me, like about the Cubs, but not really. He doesn't really care. It's just always pretty interesting that people assume that because they grew up in a house with a dad who covers so much football that they would all be into it when it's the exact opposite is the truth.
Yeah. He's not going to be naming his dog Rizzo anytime soon.
No, he's not. We named our first one Gus after the character in, we got Gus. It was 2015, and Campbell was real into the Harry Potter books.
No, it was another book. It's called The Fault in Our Stars, I think. And I said we should name the dog Gus.
Okay.
That's see, like hey. Gus. Gus is a very typical dog name, in my opinion.
Oh, is that right? Okay. I didn't know that. I didn't know there were a lot of Gus's.
Yeah, I feel like Gus is a pretty common dog name, but Rizzo is not.
Yeah, no, Rizzo's not, for sure. All right. We picked the playoff games last week. Campbell, you did okay. You went 3-3. Got three, lost three. Greg?
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, Leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
I mean,
I've been hanging out with Rippy too much. I mean, I think I might have the Rippy disease, you know, like fade Greg and fade Rippy now.
Greg went 1-5 on the wild card weekend. Greg is now 79-109. Campbell, meanwhile, has a legitimate shot to finish above 500 at 96-92, four games over heading into the weekend. The competition here, Campbell, you can go ahead and put a spot on the mantle for where you're going to put the cup, the LP's, yeah. The LP's cup, because it's
going to be yours. I'll send you the gift card.
It's going to be yours. So Campbell's going to take a 2-1 lead in years here. She will have won year one and year three. Greg won last year. Campbell will take the title back from Greg. But, you know, we're still going to pick these games. We're going to go all the way to the Super Bowl because that's what we do at the Butcher versus the Spinner. So we'll get started on Saturday, 3:30 on NBC. It's the Jacksonville Jaguars. They upset the Los Angeles Chargers last week. The Jags head to Kansas City to play the Chiefs. The Jaguars, Campbell, are an 8.5-point underdog at Arrowhead Stadium.
I'll go with the Chiefs.
All right, Campbell's going to take the Chiefs, Greg. She's going to lay 8.5 points.
I'll take the Jaguars. That was a really good game. Like, for some strange reason, did you see that somebody placed $1 million bet on the Chargers to win the game, and it was going to pay out like $1,400?
It was going to pay out $14,000. He put $1 million down to win $14,000 when it was 27-0, and then he lost. Jacksonville won 31-30, and so he lost $1 million trying to win $14,000.
Some people have just too much money to, you know, time.
Yeah, no question. It's safe to say that was inherited money. That was not money that he earned out there in the real world. All right, the NFC divisional playoff game on Saturday is at 7:15. It's on Fox. It's the New York Football Giants, Greg. They head to Philadelphia to play the Eagles. The Giants beat Minnesota last week in Minneapolis. They go to Philadelphia this week as a 7.5-point underdog.
I like the Giants. I think that, you know, I like the wild card team coming out in this playoff. So whoever won that Minnesota Giants, I think, has a really good shot at, you know, going into Philadelphia with some momentum, and who knows. But I'll take the points here.
All right. Campbell, Greg's going to take the Giants and 7.5 points. You still laying points this week, or are you going to go Giants?
I'm going to go with the Giants. I don't really have a reason, but.
Okay. Y'all both like the underdog there. I do too, for the record. I know the public is on the Giants too, which makes a lot of people want to go Eagles, but I think this is going to be a really good game. All right, 2:00 on Sunday, Campbell, back to the AFC. It's the Cincinnati Bengals. They head to Buffalo to play the Bills. The Bengals beat the Ravens last week. The Bills beat the Miami Dolphins. The Bengals are getting 5 points at Orchard Park. What do you think?
I'll go with the Bengals.
All right, Campbell sticking with her dad's team. She's going to go with the Bengals and get the points, Greg. What about you?
I'm going to take her bachelor angle because her favorite character is from Buffalo. So this is where I gain one on her.
All right, Greg's going to take the Bills and lay the 5. Campbell, I will be cheering for you on this game for sure. I need Buffalo. I mean, I need Cincinnati to get this. I'm a little emotionally invested. What started off as sort of shtick 2 years ago turned into a legitimate fantasy. All right, the final game, the NFC game on Sunday, is a 5:30 game on Fox. It's the Dallas Cowboys coming off of a dominant performance against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They head out to San Francisco. The Niners, as Campbell predicted they would, defeated Seattle last week. So the Niners are at home again this week, Greg, laying 3.5 to the Cowboys. This game, 5:30 on Fox on Sunday.
I think they're going to go for two every time. And so if they go for two every time, they might not have more points than the other team by going. I don't know. I'm going to go for the Cowboys here for some strange reason.
All right, Campbell Gregg's going to go with the boys on the road in San Francisco. What do you think?
I'll go with the Cowboys, too.
Oh, both of you going to Dallas. 3.5 on the road at San Francisco. I haven't done my picks yet. I kind of like the Niners here, but we'll see. All right, let's what do you have going on this weekend at LB's, Greg, if people are looking to come in, enjoy the games, get on the grill? Ole Miss and Arkansas play basketball at 11 a.m. on Saturday. You can make a whole day of it. Get the basketball and then go straight into the NFL playoffs.
Yeah, I just got done making some ribeye sausage and some Blue Dream sausage, which I highly recommend it if you're going to do something with the breakfast. It's got the blueberries and some syrup. It's really good. And then everything in the cooler is $2 off. I've got plenty of breakfast chops and some sausage burgers. So definitely take advantage of that $2 off. The seafood, we didn't get much seafood, Ben, but just because we got so much in the freezer, and I think we might do something like $3 off. I'm trying to organize, and we're going to have different things like on Monday and Wednesday. We might have lane trains at $2, two for 20. So we're going to try to do some more specials and post some more Instagram pictures and try to, you know, post some more specials. So yeah, we'll be stocked up, ready to go. And regular hours this weekend, 10 to 6 on Saturday and 1 to 6 on Sunday. So yeah, we should be stocked up, ready to go. Always a good time to come in, especially the weather being what it is. I think it's kind of windy out there, but it's supposed to be nice this weekend, I think.
Yeah, it's supposed to be real nice this weekend, so should be great weather for grilling and just getting outside and enjoying it. It might be a little cool, but that's okay. What do you got planned in Fayetteville this weekend, Campbell?
Nothing. I think some of us might go to the basketball game on Saturday morning, and so I got planned.
Find a way to Dixon Street, I'm sure, at some point.
We're going tonight, so okay. Yes.
Yeah, I figured as much. All right, well, have fun, be safe, and thanks again to everybody for making us a part of your week. We really appreciate you guys making us a part of this fun show. Don't forget, LB's Meat Market, 2008 University Avenue in Oxford. It's absolutely worth the trip over there. Fantastic food. Greg and the people there will take great care of you as well. So LB's Meat Market, we'll be back next week. We'll pick the AFC Championship game. We'll pick the NFC Championship game as we get closer and closer to the Super Bowl and wrapping up season number 3 of the show. So for Greg Jones, for Campbell McCready, I'm Neil McCready. See you next time on The Butcher versus the Spin Instructor, presented by LB's Meat Market. Take care.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.